Blog Talk Radio.
Transgression is a violation of the law of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters or compliments himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity, and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor. He does not hate or despise or detest evil. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. I have read to you Psalms 36 in its entirety. Let's have a word of prayer. As I pray, I want you to pray for yourselves as well as look towards heaven. Our Father in heaven, creator of all things, we sheep humble ourselves as we pray. We thank you for this beautiful day and all the blessings that there are therein. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away. Now you say from your city, from Detroit, Michigan, and blessing us sheep with good health, sane mind, huge financial prosperity, and prosperity in all things. I say this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Your biblical designated day of rest. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. You are to honor God by celebrating or keeping the Sabbath day holy from Friday sundown until Saturday sundown. You have your notepad, pen, paper, or pencil. The New King James Version of the Bible, that's the Bible that I read from. As well, I'll be reading from 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's turn there. And we're going to, this scripture is outlined by destructive doctrines, doom of false teachers, deception of false teachers, and God's promise is not slack. Father God, I ask that you allow me to read chapters 2 and 3 of the second epistle or the second letter of Peter, as well as allowing my wonderful, precious sheep who are listening to read along with me. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. A heresy is like a belief or an opinion. Even denying the Lord who brought them and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many of them will follow their, let me start with verse 2 again. And many will follow their destructive ways because of whom the way of the truth will be blasphemed. Blaspheme is speaking an offense or offensive about God. By covetousness, they will exploit you. Covetousness is desire for another's property or possession. And exploit means to make use of you. Let's start reading at verse 3 again. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, meaning they have been active, and their destruction does not slumber, means they do not sleep. Verse 4, for if God did not spare the angels who sinned and cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world but saved Noah, and Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness. Let's make a note here. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. Verse 6, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly. And delivered righteous Lot. Lot is Abraham's nephew. When you read in the book of Genesis, you read about Abraham, and he left his home of Ur. But let me not stray away. Let's pick up reading again at verse 7. And deliver the righteous Lot, who was oppressed with the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in lust of uncleanliness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, meaning taking things for granted. They're self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reveling accusation, that means say abusive language, against them before God. But these, like natural brute beasts, let them say natural animals, may be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things that they do not understand, and will utterly punish in their own corruption. Corruption here, I say, means to be dishonest. And will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. Carouse means like having a lively party, drinking during the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deception while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling, or their charming, unstable souls. They have a heart trained for covetousness practices and are accused children. They have forsaken or left the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked. Another word for rebuked is criticized for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. Now you'll find that story in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 22. These are wells without water, clouds carried by tempests, and tempests are windy storms, to whom the gloom of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure, they tempt you, allure, tempting through the lust of flesh, through licentiousness. And licentiousness that is a lack of moral discipline in sexual behavior. And now I have lost my spot. Well, let me pick up at verse 18, chapter 2. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they are lured through the lust of flesh, through licentiousness, and ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. That's dishonesty. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled or become involved in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to return to the holy commandments delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow is a female pig, having washed to her own wallowing in the mire. Let me read portion of verse 22 again. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed to her wallowing in the mire. The mire is mud. Let's read chapter 3 of the second epistle of Peter. Chapter 3 begins, Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle. Again, epistle is a letter, in both of which I stir up your pure minds in the way of remember, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles, for the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers are people who were walking according to their own lusts. This is what Peter says in verse 3. Verse 4, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? And they're talking about, the scoffers are talking about, where is the promise of God's coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then exists perished, being flooded by water. And of course, whenever I usually see flooded by water, I think about the flood in the back of Genesis, in the book of Genesis. But I want you, Chief, to also know that there is a flood told by a person named Gilgamesh. You spell his name G-I-L Gamesh. Now, Gilgamesh told the flood story several thousand years before Genesis was even written. So I don't know if that's a copy or if Moses was copying from the Gilgamesh story or not. You may be able to find that story on the internet, and should you find it, look for the similarities and the differences between the two stories, the one that's in the book of Genesis as well as the one that Gilgamesh tells. Let's pick up reading chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth which now exist are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition. That means damnation, condition of the ungodly. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack, or another word for slack that comes from my other Bible says slow, concerning his promise. So God will come back. Just be patient, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God is just waiting for us to repent. If you're out there doing, you're doing wrong, repent and stop doing it. Come back to the Lord. Come back to God. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord, and remember the word day of the Lord, will come as a thief in the night. So when God does come, it's coming, according to Peter, he's coming in the day. And he's going to come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise. So that sounds like more than one heaven. My Bible says heavens, with a plural, with an S on it, will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? So, watch your behavior. Let's do as God has told us to do. And for those of you who are new listeners, go through the Feed My Sheep show and listen to as many of the programs as you will. Let's pick up at verse 12. Looking for and hastening, that means to be in a hurry or rushing, the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will cease. Let's start at verse 12 again. Looking for the hastening of the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, bringing on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blemish. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, also as our beloved brethren, Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, also in all of his epistles, his letters, speaking in them of the things in which some things hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do not also twist to their own destruction, as they also the rest of the scriptures. So people are twisting the scriptures to the way that they want, according to Peter. You, therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the true glory, both now and forever. Amen. Well, we are finished reading both chapters 1 and 2 of chapter of the second epistle of Peter. And right now, I want to have a closing word of prayer. Look up as you pray to God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. Keep Satan away and his imps or his tactics or his demons. Keep those away from us. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debts. In your son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I'll be with you next time.
Jesus is love. heart.